Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 25th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for January 25th to February 1st and beyond? There are no major changes in the zodiac this coming week, but there is a planetary pattern already in progress that is becoming more potent day by day. Last week, Venus entered Aquarius. That's the planet of values and agreement, transiting through the sign of social ideals and humanitarian action, which sounds like a good thing. Except that here, in Aquarius, Venus has to contend with Neptune and Mars. Neptune is the planet of dreams and fantasies, which in Aquarius emphasizes the desire to create a better world. Venus, as a natural benefic, could further aim that desire in a beneficial direction. Venus is also the planet of the arts, and Neptune is the imaginary world. Together, the two are helpful for creative projects. By next Sunday, February 1st, Venus and Neptune will be exactly conjunct. Oh yes, that's Super Bowl Sunday. And Mars, the planet of competition, sports, and victory, is not far away. So, Venus is entertainment. Neptune, the planet of addiction and martyrdom? Let the gladiator games begin! All right, let's take a look at the birth chart for Sunday's Super Bowl, which is born at the time of kickoff, 4:30 p.m. Arizona time. Here we have a Cancer ascendant ruled by the moon, which itself is in Gemini, the sign that has two sides to everything. Well, that seems appropriate. Also, note that the rising nakshatra, the lunar sign, Punavasu, is the one that signifies success on the second attempt. I wonder what that might apply to. And then we see something a bit ominous. Mercury, the planet of rational decisions, is retrograde in the seventh house with the sun, the significator of the authorities. I'll interpret that one as meaning that there are going to be a lot of disputed calls, replaying of the tape, and delayed decisions. Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, is retrograde in the ascendant. This is usually interpreted as picking up on opportunities that others have missed. And then we have the Venus-Neptune-Mars combination in the eighth house, the house of big changes and humiliation. I'm going to guess that there will be a lot of turnovers in this game, which of course will get everyone excited, and someone gets humiliated. Who wins? Can't say. This is only the chart of the game itself and doesn't explicitly identify which team is which. Sorry. Okay, getting back to the planetary action for this week. Generally, the Venus-Neptune energy gets distorted by the fiery planet of aggression and combat, Mars. Mars plus Neptune is already a bad combination, putting together the planet of violence and war with the planet of deception and confusion. A week ago, that pattern was exact, resulting in incidents ranging from the violent and confusing collapse of Yemen's government to the escalation of subversive Russian-backed combat in Ukraine. Mars and Venus are the two gender planets. Put them together and you get heat, excitement, passion, intensity. Now, add in the planet of the irrational and the illogical, Neptune. All this in the sign of group idealism, Aquarius. So you can see that things might have a tendency to get out of hand. And remember that this energy combination is available to everyone, whether you are a Seahawks fan or an ISIS fighter. Meanwhile, simultaneous to all this going on, Mercury, the planet of communication and rational thinking, is still retrograde, adding to the potential for misunderstanding. And Uranus and Ketu are still closely conjunct, an energy pattern that stands for crisis and chaos. Sounds like it will be an interesting week. Looking a little bit further ahead, Venus moves faster than Mars, therefore gets closer and closer to Mars as the weeks go by. By the time the two are becoming conjunct, they will both be changing signs in mid-February. At least they will, by that time, be pulling away from Neptune. But then, in Pisces, Mars and Venus will encounter Uranus and Ketu. I'll have plenty to say on that in a forthcoming show. Okay, that'll do it for the outlook for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, at Astro News Report.